From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farm Bureau women interested in growing their communication skills can now apply for Communications Boot Camp. Chad Smith has the details.
The spring session of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Women's Communications Boot Camp is April 20th through the 23rd, 2026. Sean Wood, an Arizona farmer and member of the AFBF Women's Leadership Committee, said the Women's Communications Boot Camp is an incredible experience.
Inside that experience, it's an intensive multi-day training program for female Farm Bureau members who want to strengthen their communication and advocacy skills. That includes hands-on sessions and public speaking. Speaking, media training, message development, and strategic storytelling. And it all focuses on helping women become effective and represent agriculture and Farm Bureau.
One of the most important qualities they hope to see in applicants is a passion for agriculture and advocating.
For women who actively are involved in farming, ranching, agribusiness, agriculture leadership. Secondly, a desire to advocate. So applicants who want to speak for agriculture in their communities with media or in policies. And really, that can be starting from the beginning all the way up to experience. It really meets someone where they're at.
You can learn more and apply for the experience by February 6th at FB.org/women. Chad Smith, Washington.
Make mental health a priority in the new year. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
With the new year underway, 2026 presents an opportunity to make mental health a priority for farmers and ranchers. According to the National Rural Health Association, suicide rates are significantly higher in rural areas than in urban areas, with farmers experiencing a suicide rate 3.5 times higher than the general population. Farming and ranching are stressful and often unpredictable professions. Unstable trade conditions, unfavorable markets, and rising input costs can place immense pressure on producers and threaten their livelihoods. Over time, these stressors can take a serious toll on mental health. To help provide farmers and ranchers with accessible resources, the American Farm Bureau created the Farm State of Mind campaign. This initiative aims to raise awareness and offer tools and information to support mental health and overall well-being. Learn more at www.fb.org/initiative/farmstateofmind. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or visit 988lifeline.org. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
While we've officially entered the winter season on the farm where things slow down for us just a bit, there's still plenty to do. Well, I grew up helping feed cattle over the winter months, breaking ice, and occasionally bringing a calf inside to warm up or feed it with a tube. My winters are now void of that. A handful of years ago, we transitioned to 100% fall calving. We no longer bundle up in multiple layers of clothing to conduct routine checks in the darkness of winter for newly born calves. We may not be monitoring the arrival of newborn calves during the winter months any longer, but we are preparing for the arrival of our next group of lambs. The ewes are definitely showing signs that our winter lambing season is quickly approaching. And while we might not have calves warming up in the mudroom any longer, there's always a chance a little lamb or two will be brought inside. Before these little lambs start arriving, the goal is to have the maternity pens prepped and ready. The pens are inside the barn and provide a warmer experience for everyone involved. It's always an exciting time as we prepare for and await the first arrivals of the winter lambing season.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.